About 12 minutes to 10, and that means we're coming to the end of Sunday Extra, but we have got time now to address a question that has on occasion been respectfully asked on this side of the Tasman. What's the deal with the New Zealand accent? Well, a new theory may be emerging thanks to the discovery by researchers at the University of Auckland of one of the earliest and most comprehensive first-hand descriptions of how early New Zealanders spoke. Postdoctoral research fellow at Auckland Uni, Dr. Brooke Ross, joins us now. She wrote about this in The Conversation, and I'm very pleased to say she's here with us on Radio National now. Welcome, Brooke.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
Very well indeed. Now, what is this discovery that's affected your contemporary work on the New Zealand accent, Brooke?
So a couple of years ago, we were just sort of having a browse in the University of Otago archives, so that's down in Dunedin.
As you do.
Looking for something, as we do as researchers, looking for something very unrelated. And I spotted this work, and the title was The Question of a New Zealand Dialect of English with a Phonetic Examination of New Zealand Vowels.
Now, many people who spotted that title might just glance over it, but not you, Brooke. That would have definitely caught your attention, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I saw the date, 1921, and my brain sort of went, you know, it is my job to know what's out there about the New Zealand accent. I sort of had a read of it, sent it off to a couple of my colleagues and said, you know, have you guys seen this? Do we know about it? Why haven't I seen this? And it turns out no one in our linguistics community had seen the work since it was written way back in the 1920s. So it had survived in the archives for almost 100 years until someone just happened to digitize it, one of their librarians or archivists, and uploaded it for us to be able to find.
Isn't that fantastic? I can imagine PhD doers all over Australia and New Zealand thinking there is still hope. My thesis might be discovered, maybe in a century, but it will be read at some point. So it had been scanned, you clocked the title, and now all of a sudden you've got access to this 1921 doctoral thesis on the question of a New Zealand dialect. So what did you find in the thesis, Brooke?
So obviously for us as accent researchers, there's so many very exciting things in there. To have first-hand writings from someone 100 years ago is almost unfathomable. But for us up here in Auckland, the thing that we kept spotting while we were reading it was all these comments saying that, so the guy George Edward Thompson, he was a professor, and he kept making these comments saying he felt that the New Zealand accent was developing fastest in the North Island or in Auckland. And for us up here in Auckland, it got our brains ticking a little bit.
Yeah, I bet it did. Had you already had thoughts about whether there were differences or particularities about the Auckland accent that you were already studying, or was this what really got you focused on it?
Well, we sort of know that Auckland leads like modern changes in our accent. So I think it's a similar thing to in Australia. Our modern changes are led in like big cities by young people, that sort of thing. And so to kind of get this idea that perhaps that also applied historically was very fascinating. And we sort of started to think about why that might be. So Auckland's history, I think, looks a little bit different to the other parts of the country. It's always been one of New Zealand's biggest cities. It's always had this steady growth, but it arguably, and I suppose this is sort of in a historical sense, was more cosmopolitan than our other historical early settlements. And that's, of course, cosmopolitan in a, you know, different British people sort of way, but
sure,
still
yeah.
There were more different accents coming together in Auckland and more contact with local Māori and also more contact with Australia. And we sort of started to think about whether that would be a situation that kind of drive the development of a new accent.
And are any of those elements things that G.E. Thompson actually picked up in his 1921 doctoral thesis?
So a little bit. So he was down in Dunedin, so he did have a little bit of more of a, I think, South Island perspective on it. He did recognise, so there was this phenomenon called drift to the north, where starting from about the 1870s, 1880s, people started moving from the South Island to the North Island in droves as development started happening faster in the North Island. So that was something he picked up on, which was very interesting for us to learn about because we had never considered that. So he did have some very, you know, quite modern ideas for the time that he was writing.
And Brooke, is there a broader general theory of how it is that the distinctive New Zealand accent developed?
Yeah, so we actually, we have some pretty incredible work that's been done here on New Zealand English looking at the history of the New Zealand accent. So we do know that it did come from sort of all of these British dialects. So in New Zealand, the main places they came from were the south of England and Scotland and Ireland, and all of these different dialects basically being taken to an island in the middle of the Pacific and sort of left to do their own thing for 150 years. And what we get out of it is the New Zealand accent.
There you go. We're speaking with Dr. Brooke Ross on Sunday Extra. Brooke's from Auckland University, which had this amazing find of the 1921 doctoral thesis of G.E. Thompson on the question of a New Zealand dialect of English. And you described the thesis as a bit of a treasure trove for people in your line of work, Brooke. Could you tell us a little bit about what research you're now doing that's inspired in a way by what you found in G.E. Thompson's work?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, as incredible as the work is, George Edward Thompson was writing 100 years ago, and we can't necessarily just take what he says at face value.
Fair point.
So what we're doing is sort of analysing some historical recordings from Aucklanders who were born around the turn of the 20th century. So people who would have been young adults or teenagers around the time that Thompson was writing, and by looking at their speech, we're hoping that we can kind of validate some of the things that he was talking about in his work.
Yeah, that's interesting because obviously the thesis is a written work. How confident can you be that the observations and the way he's written certain things are are going to be correctly interpreted a century later?
Exactly. So the good thing is, compared to sort of other works we have, we call them primary sources, things written at the time, he's probably quite reliable. So he was a trained phonetician, so that's just people who study pronunciation and stuff like that. So we at least know he was well educated, or as well educated as you could be in the 1920s on that sort of thing, because it was a very new and emerging field. Obviously, it's a little different to how we were doing things, how we do things now, but we know he's at least reasonably reliable, but we do still need to verify it with this modern stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's have a listen now to a bit of archival recording from the Auckland Council Library's sound archives. This is someone from Birkenhead in Auckland, born in 1900, and apparently this was recorded in 1984.
Down the gully and across the creek and up to the school that way. Yeah. And if a tide was in, you couldn't get across the bottom. You had to go around the top and down Onewa Road.
Now, I'm putting you a bit on the spot here, Brooke, but is there anything that particularly stands out to you in hearing that recording in terms of the evolution of the New Zealand accent?
Well, I think something that surprised us with these recordings and kind of potentially gives us a sense that maybe Thompson was right is that overall they do sound a lot more like the New Zealand accent than like any other accent. We sort of went into the project perhaps thinking that we would have a lot of speakers that sounded very British, or, you know, sounded like the accents of their parents and stuff like that. But overall, all of the people we've looked at, more so than any other accent, do kind of sound very New Zealand-like.
Mm-hmm. I've had a couple of texts in. This is getting people interested on this side of the ditch, Brooke. One very concise text says, South Island NZ Scottish dominance. That's asserting a theory about why the difference in the South Island might be because of the presence of more Scottish people. Is that a theory that you're familiar with, Brooke?
Yeah, so down in Southland, our very far, most southern region of the country, they sort of, we say they roll their R's. And that's sort of the only real regional dialect that we have in the country that you can kind of pinpoint. And that is because of the very large Scottish settlement down there.
And another texter says, well, why is the New Zealand accent so different from the Australian accent, which had all those mixes of sources as well that you described from obviously all different parts of the United Kingdom and around? Is that just the fact that it's just happening in a different place and things evolve differently?
Yeah, that's actually something we're really hoping to research with this project. So I think classically the idea has been that although the similarities have been because they were accents that developed at a similar time from two places that had very similar settlement histories. When we think about Auckland, though, we've actually started to kind of wonder whether there might be slightly more Australian influence than we may have thought.
That's the cosmopolitan Auckland influence coming through again.
Yeah, yeah. Auckland had a very strong like trade connection with the colony of New South Wales and stuff like that in its early years. It was often described as an outpost of Sydney and stuff like that.
Well, we wouldn't describe it that way now, of course, Brooke.
No.
And look, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there because we're coming up to the 10 o'clock news. But thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
That is Dr. Brooke Ross. Fascinating stuff about the New Zealand accent.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.